There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains is underway. It's called What's on Your Mind for a very simple reason. We want to know what's on your mind. And we love hearing from you. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on our What's on Your Mind line. 855-200-1776. Extension 1, you leave a message. We hear your voice. Hop up in your soapbox. And, of course, we really appreciate hearing from you during the program. So give us a call at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Don't like what we're talking about? Feel free to talk about something else. That's A-OK. We're in Minot today. The National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention kicks off 1 o'clock this afternoon and goes through tomorrow. Tonight, keynote speaker, a conversation with Steve McNally from Hess about where this is going, and this is this economic boom, this energy renaissance, what's happening, and of course, all kinds of issues related to royalty owners, and we'll talk about more of those as we go throughout the program. Also, Milo Hotzenbühler is the entertainment tonight from Strasburg, North Dakota, home of that famous music maker, Lawrence Welk, and my understanding is that that Milo admits he isn't as well known as Mr. Welk was, at least not yet. But he did tell us it's just a matter of time. So Milo is a dandy, and we're going to chat with him a little later on in the program too, and laugh a little bit. So looking forward to that. All right, let's get back to the calls on anything and everything on your mind, from Lake Calhoun needing to be renamed because of the controversy over the Confederate flag to evil. Being blamed, an individual being blamed rather than a hammer or a knife or meth or racial tensions or anything else in a double homicide that happened in North Dakota this week in Fargo. Or anything else on your mind. Dan, traveling on the road somewhere. Where are you, Dan? When I see on the road, I'm always curious just where that means.
I'm at mile marker 221, heading west on Route 2 into Minot. I'm going to Williston.
Got it. You're traveling Highway 2 today.
Yes, sir. And there's two things I want to talk about. I mean, I called about Calhoun, but I just want to say that once more the Supreme Court has failed America by rewriting laws, which they do not have the authority or rights to rewrite a law that was written by Congress. And once more they have failed us.
No, this is bad. To me, it's bad if it's 5-4. When it's 6-3, it's really bad.
It's 3 when they just said on the news that Scalia dissented. So it had to be 5-3. If Scalia dissented, then he didn't vote. But anyway.
I don't think it means that. I think it means. I think it means he's speaking for the opposition. I'm no attorney, but I think that's what that means.
Okay, well, I may be wrong there. I don't know either. I'm certainly not a lawyer, thank God.
But I'm with you anyway. to your point, I'm okay. With you on the concern over it.
Now on Lake Calhoun. All right. Now several months ago, all this stuff went on about the bridge down in Selma, and this bridge is named after a man who was the grand dragon of the KKK and a Democrat, which you never hear on the news. What about that? Now, they want to change something. I would think that that would be a lot more pertinent to change than the name of a lake in Minnesota.
How about changing none of it? How about just saying this is stupid?
I mean, it is stupid. Political correctness is the downfall of this country. men should say what they mean and mean what they say. And if it hurts someone's feeling, tough. Buck up. Be a man. You know, the men are these next generations coming up. They're few and far between. I hate to say it, but America's got to learn to stand up. Stand up and be counted and say what you mean what you say and back it up.
Dan, yeah, appreciate the comment. Thanks, and travel safely. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Tracy, man, Dan, what's on your mind?
Hey, buddy, how's it going?
Great, how are you?
Pretty good. You know, yesterday I was listening to Rush Limbaugh, you know, and this flag deal, okay, and he brought up an interesting point. You know, where's it going to end? You know, this country's got a lot of history. You know, good or bad, okay, it's still history. But, you know, he's talking about that they're probably going to go after the American flag next. You know, and to me, this flag deal, it's all politics. It's not, has nothing to do with that character down there that killed all them people. I think they use that as an excuse just for votes, okay? You got Obama there when he was running for office on his second term with these illegal aliens. He went after them. Why? Because they're voters. You know, they'll vote. But, you know, this country is like your caller before. You've got to stand up on our feet. I mean, you know, America is nothing but a bunch of pacifists anymore. We run and hide from people with higher power. We're afraid to, we say stuff over the radio, but people are afraid to actually stand up on their own 2 feet and do something about it. You know, and we know it's wrong, but we still do it. We put our tails, our head between our legs and run like dogs, you know. And I just, enough is enough.
Share your frustration, Tracy. Thanks for the comments. Well said. 800-228-0550. Casey, it says, formerly from Kildare. Did you leave the great city of Kildare, Casey?
I did. I'm over in Halliday now.
Why yeah. Halliday? Why the move? What's going on?
Well, new job, new ranch, and still loving what I do and still trying to, you know, grow some cows and feed some people.
You're one lucky dude.
No, this is the opportunity here in North Dakota, so.
If I had the first clue, I'd trade my microphone in for you know, a pair of gloves and a cattle prod any day.
Well, come on out and you can go to work with me anytime, Scott.
You know, Scott Bachmeyer has invited us many times. Todd and I are going to fix fence one day, we promised, and you know, it just never happens. I have a to-do list that started yesterday that includes two things, two trips to Medora. So I'll add one today, a trip to Casey's Ranch and Scott's. So,
okay. Well, come on out. We'll have a good time. So.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. I feel like I need to vomit today with this Obamacare ruling and this crap over the Confederate flag. You know, people feel, you know, there's a right to a freedom of speech. There's no right to not be offended. You know, let's get rid of some of the things that offend me. Like having health care foisted upon me and having green energy foisted upon me at, you know, doing three times the cost of what it should be. You know, it just makes me, and it makes me sick that the Supreme Court came down 5-3 on Obamacare, you know, after they, you know, twirled it around 15 times and, oh, it's a fine. Oh, it's a fee. Oh, it's a tax. Oh, it's a fine fee tax. You know, it's disgusting.
6-3, and Roberts again voted with his, you know, the liberals on this one. And, of course, Kennedy, I guess we expected that, right? So
yeah.
The earlier caller thought the dissent meant that Scalia didn't vote, but he did. The dissent just means, you know, the argument against that. He said, we should start calling this law SCOTUS Care. Not Obamacare. In other words, Supreme Court of the United States, using that acronym. That's what Scalia said. Basically we own this now. He said his colleagues have twice stepped in to save the law from what he considered worthy challengers, and Alito and Thomas joined him. And of course they did back in 2012 as well. God bless Antonin Scalia. But my point is, what worries me is the age of Antonin Scalia, right? And still this thing is 6-3. Oh, man alive.
Yeah, it's disgusting. You know, and honestly, I, looking back on it, I kind of wish that the Confederate States had won the Civil War because it was fought over states' rights, you know, and they would understand the power that the state has over the federal government. And I think that we as Americans should start to embrace that, the states' rights. You know, I...
And I assume you're not wishing for slavery, obviously, Casey, but you're saying... I honestly believe that would have taken care of itself. Cleared itself up. But at the point that the whole argument, you forget that, right? People say it was about slavery. No, it was about states' rights. It's a very good point.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, slavery was on its way out the door with the invention of, you know, modern farm equipment with the cotton gin and stuff like that. So I think that slavery would still be gone, you know.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I was just trying to, I just didn't want people calling and saying, do you let Casey say that he was for slavery? No, you weren't saying that.
No, nor was I.
Yeah, very good point. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Call again, Casey. Stay in touch. Jerry, travel to 994 next.
On your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
In 1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757. Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliate of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under Financial Lender's License Number 603. K-124. Funds are generally deposited by ACH for delivery next business day, approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are back in Minot, North Dakota. Chapter of the National Association of Royalty Owners Convention starts at 1 this afternoon and continues through tomorrow, broadcasting from the Grand Hotel in Minot. On the program today, you know, we can't do programs like this without fine sponsors. And we appreciate them. They include the good folks at Apache. High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealers, where they have one heck of a deal going on right now on new or used sprayers. 36 months, no interest financing. That's right. Whether you're buying new or whether you're buying used, great deal. And they're moving some units. And they're moving some units with some great deals. So if you're in the market at all for a sprayer, Tyler and the crew over there should just get them over here because we're gonna get them a deal. We're going to get them one heck of a deal. So not a bad way to go. HighPlainsApache.com if you want to browse before you stop and see them in Mandan across from Bonanza or Fargo, exit 60 south on I-29. And also the ET Ag Center, if you're looking for parts, if you already have a sprayer, anything in the application industry they have, literally everything that you can think of, 50,000 parts at both of their locations, so they have what you need. And if they don't, they'll have it at your doorstep in a day or two. So good way to go. High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealers, tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Okay, I know we have a number of calls that have called off here, Todd, so you pick your favorite. We'll do that after we chat with Jerry here, and then we're going to talk with Janelle Combs about her presentation here before the gathering. So, lots to do. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind?
Oh, just driving down the road and hearing the news and saying, what is going on? You know, I mean, I'm beginning to think it doesn't matter whether we elect a Republican president or not, because apparently they appoint justices who have left-leaning tendencies anyway. But, you know, the fact is, this particular portion of the law that was being argued, and the fact that there was, in effect, a gun to the head of states saying either you set up a state exchange or you can't get Obamacare, right? Well, they changed the language, but they didn't do it legislatively. And so how can the executive make changes to a law that's passed by the legislative, and then the Supreme Court rule that, well, that's okay? Someone has to explain that to me, Scott.
I'm not the guy. I'm not the guy, and I'm with you 100%.
Well, you know, Jonathan Gruber was on record many, many times saying, look, you have to do this. You have to make it mandatory or they can't join the exchange. And that was the gun to the head. And they knew that. And it's so blatantly obvious, and yet you have these esteemed lawyers who are the head court in the land just negating it. Just, no, don't worry about it. You know, I just don't get it.
I don't either. It's really difficult. And I'm with you back to your original point there about Republican presidents and who they appoint. I mean, John Roberts, of
yes.
course, was the swing last go round. Kennedy was a Reagan appointee, right? Roberts,
well,
a Bush appointee.
Who appointed Stevens?
Not Stevens.
Not Stevens.
I know you're thinking of Breyer, right? Stephen Breyer was a 41, Bush 41.
Well, yes, that's right.
New Hampshire, I think, with Breyer. Yeah, so.
Okay. Yeah.
But no, you're right. We go down that list, and, you know, it's just, it's tragic. I share your frustration, Jerry. Drive safely and call again. Paul in Minot, what's on your mind?
I just like to comment on the Canola case. Once again, I think, number one, I think Wayne Attorney General Stengem is getting a bad rap on the issue. I don't think there's a leader in North Dakota with as much legitimacy based on ethics, morals, and just basic human decency as a person. And the bigger picture is...
Remind me what the caller was critical of the Attorney General. I remember him being critical
There was a caller earlier that was critical. There's somebody that was critical of the Attorney General.
Yeah, but about what? Do you remember why?
About not taking... cat calls or something to that degree.
I think you're right. You reminded me now. He said that there was no comment, and I can't remember if the comment was about the Canodal case or what exactly it was. But
yeah, it was about taking it. I think North Dakota is lucky to have him, but I think the bigger issue here is if you look over the past year, with that case, with the student at the University of North Dakota. And the changes to the domestic relations statutes in North Dakota about rebuttal presumption, there's an advocacy element in North Dakota and elsewhere that want to create rebuttal presumption of guilt in the criminal
justice system. You're talking way above my head here. So go down to.
What if in short, when Barack Obama says he's a postmodern president, he is saying that the common law system is inherently patriarchal and oppressive of women. And the only way they're going to rise up is to create rebuttable presumption of the criminal justice system.
Okay, but how does that apply to the cases you're talking about in Fargo right now?
That's I think the political pressures that are placed on people. I think there's obviously an element there that's behind it. You know, they want a presumption of guilt beforehand, because every woman that comes at University of North Dakota, that guy's innocent. So what? They don't want him back on campus, because if he's back on campus and he's innocent, they don't want to dissuade other women from coming forward. Same way with domestic abuse, and the same way with rape. Because for every person that's proven innocent, there's their argument that it will dissuade someone else from coming forward.
Interesting.
That's it. I saw community activists speak about this 26 years ago at the University of Chicago.
Appreciate your take on it, Paul. Thanks, and call again. Janelle Combs is one of the guests that will be speaking here in Minot at the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Annual Convention. Janelle, how are you?
I am well. How are you, Scott?
I'm well, thank you. Janelle is in her own practice in Bismarck, North Dakota. We'll speak this afternoon at 2:15. And the title of your talk is Title Curative. What does that mean?
Well, in North Dakota, we're encountering a lot of title defects with minerals because the minerals were not worth a whole lot in a lot of parts of North Dakota until the Bakken was discovered and we figured out how to use the technology to extract the oil out of those. What happened with that is a lot of folks passed away in the 50s, 60s, and forward that just never probated their minerals. They assumed it all went to the spouse, or they just didn't even know those minerals were reserved. So we've got a lot of old probates. We've got a lot of other title defects with our homestead laws in North Dakota. And then we've got just general real estate type quiet title curative that's happening throughout. And then the other thing that's popping up is the ownership along the Missouri River for fee owners as well.
Ownership. Disputes, do you mean?
Yep. You know, I started out practice in Minnesota, and so I'm familiar with lake ownership properties, and we had a whole big problem back in the early 2000s where the lake started rising. And
very, very interesting. Do me a favor, Janelle, hang on, hold that thought. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. We're also going to chat with Gary Pressler, who is the Vice President of the National Association of Royalty Owners. And back to more of your calls, too. John on the road near Bismarck, hang tight. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennen talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to ValleyImports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, ValleyImports.com. ValleyImports.com.
All loans subject to one debt score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
So your car's in a fender bender, and the auto body shop you take it to needs parts to replace whatever it is that's been banged up in that fender bender. Where do you think they go? Heedalls. Why do you think they go there? Because they have it. Heedalls has it. They always do. That's their slogan. That's what they're known for. And people, you know, that's no secret. Folks just, hey, they know. Heedalls has it. But you know what else Heedalls has besides the parts? The people. The great folks like Wayne Scarry out at their Detroit Lakes location, who's been there, oh my gosh, long time. I want to say going back to the 70s. And really a lot of years in the auto parts business. Started out at Heedalls back in 1977, there for a few years, and then managed a store in Fergus Falls for three years and came back to Detroit Lakes. And I did ask him about his first car, as I do all the Heedalls folks. And he said, it was kind of a boring car. It was a 55 Ford Custom that he inherited from his older brother and wasn't anything fancy, and the hand-me-downs never are. But you know what he was most proud of is just, you know, going back again to the body shops and how all of them call on Heedalls to find those parts. Paint, glass, windshields, you know, to supply the majority of the paint and products for all the body shops in the areas. And again, the paint's perfect. The perfection of that is just incredible. Things they can do now are really amazing. And he also told me that people really like talking to someone that understands their needs. You know, people going to other stores and, you know, the younger folks there and they don't really know. He said a guy came in the other day, needed an interior door handle. And he was at some other store. The young man that he talked to there didn't even know what he was talking about. What do you need? You know, so that's the kind of things that they do. And, you know, the technology and the body shop side, as I say, the paints, they get it just absolutely perfect. Heedalls has it. They really do. Great folks like Wayne Scarry and many others at a Heedalls location near you, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Back on What's On Your Mind, we're in Minot for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention. Grand Inn starts at 1 o'clock this afternoon. There's actually a Bakken tour that's going on right now, and then at 1 o'clock the actual events start. Milo Hotzenbuehler's the entertainment tonight. That'll be great fun. And also a conversation with Steve McNally from Hess. Tonight on the stage as well. So be a great night. Looking forward to it. We are chatting also with, just finished our conversation with Janelle Combs. Janelle is an attorney that is going to be talking this afternoon with mineral owners about actions or documents to cure title defects that are found during title examination work she's done. She explained that very well for us before the break. And we were just talking a little bit about your experience in Minnesota and questions of ownership around Missouri, and you don't think of that, but Devil's Lake, too, had that issue, right? The lake was, you know, one size 10 years ago. It's another size right now. Well, who owns that land? That's tough. So, Janelle, go ahead and finish your thought there.
Sure. Well, it's a matter of a navigable body of water. The state, of course, owns it because the state has to be able to have navigable bodies of water free for public transport. So the thing is rivers and lakes, they don't stay still. They move. So the state had completed a survey of the Missouri River up to Garrison Dam to try to get information, and it was the first one pretty much since statehood. So there's a lot of confusion because you can believe the river's moved a lot in 100 years. So folks are just trying to sort out what they own and what the state owns for the minerals underneath that navigable body of water.
Amazing. Anything else we need to know about your talk today or that folks should know that have mineral interests?
Just know that mineral interests aren't a bank account. They're an asset. You need to manage it, and you need to know what you own and make sure you've got good title.
That's for sure. Janelle, thanks. We'll see you a little later on.
Thank you.
Appreciate you joining us today on the program as well. We get John on the road near Bismarck in here, and then we're going to chat with Gary Presley as well. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Well, I just heard you talking about the Supreme Court justices as I was pulling out of the rest area east of Bismarck there. And Breyer was an appointee of Clinton. Kennedy was an appointee of Reagan. He was a fallback appointee after Robert Bork got turned down. The other one of Bush 41, besides Clarence Thomas, was that lame brain from New Hampshire. I can't remember his name right
off.
Yeah,
that's who I was.
Retired.
That's who we were trying to think of. I think that's the one I called Breyer, right?
Well, yeah, maybe. Yeah, he was from New Hampshire. He was. They called him the stealth candidate. He was pushed by John Sununu, and he was basically a pretty good, solid vote for the liberals 90% of the time.
And
he's
then, gone,
on top of it all, he retired. A Republican president appointed him, and he retired so a Democrat could appoint, because that was Obama's, one of his first appointments was to fill his seat.
Yeah.
And you had the guy ask about what are these guys doing? Hey, they want all the money coming into Washington. The Republican Party isn't much different than the Democrat Party, except they just want to slow everybody down to about 99 miles an hour heading into the brick wall instead of going at 105. That's all. They like all that money coming into Washington. They got good parties. There's never a recession. And all we got to do is keep out here and pay the bills.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch.
Yep.
Dan in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Scott.
I can hear you loud and clear, Dan. What's on your mind?
Okay. I caught a little bit of the Minnesota and out at the Bismarck Mandan, the Missouri water issues and navigable waterways. I lived for many years in Wisconsin, and I want to tell you about something very unusual that these abstract and title companies and title insurance and surveyors that are licensed by the state have got to watch out for, particularly with lake property. The 100-year lakefront is nothing. They go back 1,000 years to glacial times and so forth in Wisconsin. And they proved, the DNR, with their experts in college that knew nothing about property or entitlement or the whole network of support for property exchanges, where people want to have an abstract and title that is legal and up to date, and then they have to certify it. And they have surveys done for property lines. That's old hat. But with the new ownership of the lake bed in Minnesota and Wisconsin by the Department of Natural Resources in the name of the government, the state government, and the feds, you have this issue. I have owned this property, the person said, that I was familiar with, for over 40 years. I have paid about $37,000 in property taxes. Do you mean I was being charged for land that I do not own, that I cannot build on, and now has been greatly restricted because it's within 300 feet of a permanent body of water? I thought that I owned right down to wherever the shoreline was each year. Well, then the surveyors found out about this, that illegally certifying the dimensions of a plot or a land. It couldn't be owned by the private person. So what a mess.
That sounds like a mess. Keep us posted on it, Dan. I appreciate the call very much. Really short on time, so I can't get the rest of the story, but I appreciate you calling and hope folks, school up on that, because you're right. It is a mess, and that's scary. Gary Presler is the vice president of the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota chapter. Gary, how are you?
Oh, thank you, Scott. I appreciate your being here and appreciate the support you have done for our conference. We're very delighted that you're here.
Thank you. Yeah, been great fun, and I'm excited about it. Tell us a little bit about your why you're a part of NARO.
Well, I worked with oil and gas. I was with the state for over 33 years, and I manage state interests for the Department of Trust Lands, it's now called, or State Land Department. And I've had some private ownership of minerals throughout the time period. And when I retired from the state in 2010, I decided to get more active in NARO. And I talked to Jerry Simmons. You've talked to him. He's been on your show with the National Association. And he told me about efforts in North Dakota to start a North Dakota chapter. And he told me that Dean Zadaraka was in the process of filing papers. And I said, I know Dean. Used to work with him. And I wanted to be involved and help getting a chapter started. So I started back in 2012 as the vice president and on the board of directors. And I'm also now on the national board of directors for NARO, too.
You also provided quite a voice on behalf of NARO and the royalty owners at the legislative session this last go around. How'd that go?
Well, we started to not only monitor legislation, but we wanted to have a lobbyist, and I registered as a lobbyist. There wasn't a lot of legislation that we felt that we needed to be proactive in necessarily, but we were more defensive in watching for legislation. And in the end, you're well aware of House Bill 1476 that was passed that reduced the extraction tax rate. We did reach out to our members at that time and asked them to support it because, as you know, mineral owners have the production tax and extraction tax as a deduction from their royalty check, too. So it's taken out and they're involved They pay it.
You know, I mean, everybody forgets that. I mean, the big argument from the left through the whole thing was, well, these oil companies don't need a tax break. They're going to be here regardless. Obviously, the slowdown in the price of oil has sort of diminished that argument a little bit, but it's still there. But they forget who's paying it. It's coming out of the pockets of the mineral owners.
That's correct. It's not just big oil that's having to pay the tax. It's the everyday mineral owner as well, and so the citizens of the state who are paying the extraction tax and production tax, as well as paying income tax.
So as someone that managed the state's mineral interest and has mineral interest yourself, what would you say to fellow mineral interest royalty owners about being part of an organization like this?
Of any organization, you get out of it what you put into it. But the benefit is, as Janelle just talked about, is you have to know how to manage your interests. A lot of mineral owners don't even know what they own, and that's hard to believe for most people. But as the mineral ownership is becoming very fractionalized and it's passed through generations, they don't even know the correct amount of their acreage. And so the way you have to go about that is you have to become educated. You learn the process, and that's what NARO is about, is educating the mineral owners so that they understand and how title works. They understand what they own, and they can make sure that they're intelligently communicating with companies as to their lease obligations and following those obligations.
I'm looking at this agenda, and it's jam-packed with great information on many different fronts, you know, from folks that want to find out how to protect, these blessings that they've been bestowed for future generations to, you know, getting information on, what to be careful about, to getting information on where the industry is going and the work you're doing, too. So great job to you and Dean and the whole crew here. Appreciate it very much. Thanks, Gary.
Yeah, thank you.
Gary Presler from NARO. More coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts buried a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
$4 buys you a great meal at a PetroServe USA location near you. Just look for the red, white, and blue. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields and giving you a great deal. A $4 meal, four items for $4. Personal pan, hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink, two cookies of your choice, four items for $4. And by the way, the breakfast pizzas are fantastic. So start your day at a PetroServe USA near you. And when you're there, stock up on great savings. Grab-and-go specials include giant seeds, $1.39 each. The big cans of Pringles, $1.29 each. Deli Express Jumbo Glazed Honey Buns, $1.29. And the Mega Pastrami and Swiss Cheese Sandwich, only $2.79. Plus, if you have a sweet tooth like me, you'll love the new Hershey Caramel Bar. Get them for only 69 cents or Salted Nut Rolls, two for $1. At a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Top of the hour, brought to you in part today by our good friends at Polar Service Center, right there in Kildare, North Dakota. We were from Kildare earlier. They're also in Billings, Montana. Soon in Williston, by the way, they are expanding, and they're still looking for technicians. Remember when I told you about Bakken wages, you know, up to $35 an hour, and housing allowance or an actual location? That they told me they actually business is booming, and they need some more technicians. So. Folks, really encourage you to learn more about Polar Service Center and the good work they're doing. And if you need a tank part, they have it. I mean, that's just the bottom line. They have the best of the best, so check them out. And if you're interested in one of those positions, again, $35 an hour, housing allowance, full benefits, the whole thing, give my friend Terry a call, Polar Service Center. Here's the number, 507-696-1164. It's actually a Minnesota company with locations in North Dakota, so that's why it's a Minnesota number, but that's his cell phone, 507-696-1164. All right, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, the one and only Milo Hotzebueller is going to entertain the attendees of the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter Conference right here in Minot. All the way from Strasburg, North Dakota, he joins us on our Newsmaker line to give us a little preview of the fun tonight. Milo, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. This is nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you as well. And
yeah, we're good down here. We got all the doors and windows open because it's rained every day.
You got the windows open?
Well, sure.
It's going to get wet then if it's raining, isn't it?
Well, we'll shut them. She knows what to do.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Well, I'll be gone.
You're coming to Minot, yeah. So
I'm on the road, yeah. Not yet. I will be in a minute.
Is this the 2015 International World Tour that you're doing?
Yeah, it never quits. I just changed the calendar. That's all.
No kidding. But how is an international tour happen in North Dakota?
Well, I go to South Dakota sometimes, too.
Oh, I see. Okay. That explains it. All right.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm no dummy here, Scott.
No, I got you.
This is pretty exciting. I can't wait to get up there for the national, the NARO people. Yeah, royalty owners.
It is easier to say NARO. You're right.
Okay, I suppose it is. It goes quicker, too.
I've been saying that big mouthful of National Association of Royalty Owners, North Dakota Chapter, and Milo, as usual, you've got it much easier.
Yeah, I suppose that's a big assassination, too. That's a big, national,
what?
That goes all over. Yeah, that's going to be a good one. You know, I get royalties, too, but it's a different kind. Rock songs that I write.
Oh, I suppose. Yeah, that's right. That's right. You're a top rock and roll talent, right?
I am. Number one North Dakota rock and roll star. That's me.
Wow. And
everybody wants me, and it shows the good taste of NARO to get such a high-quality star like me to come up for their convention.
How do you spell star? I don't know.
Star? S-T-A-R.
Oh, it
star.
Is. Star. Star.
You went to school, didn't you? I hear you on the radio. You sound pretty smart.
School? How do you spell school? Never mind. So Lawrence Welk came from Strasburg, too, didn't he?
He did. He paved the way.
He paved
for
the way
for success. Well, that's not all he did. You know, he was a great man, a great legend.
A great what?
A legend.
Lection.
Legend.
Oh, a legend.
You know, he's immortal.
Yeah. I'm not from Strasburg, so we call it legends, you know, on the other end of the state.
Right, a legend. Just
yeah,
like
I think we have a gap here, Scott. Todd there?
That is Todd, yes.
Todd. It's Milo.
Hi, Milo. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, Todd understands me.
Yes, you know, Scott's kind of more from the eastern end of the state where they don't know how to talk.
Hey, don't you even start with me, Mitchell. You're from Minneapolis, for crying out loud. Now, you can talk about the big city boy.
I've been in Pittsburgh for 18 and a half years.
Well, I've been
I know
I've been
legend when I hear a legend talk. I can understand him perfectly.
Hey, Todd, you can be part of my posse.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Lawrence Welk, he was the number one music maker ever from Strasburg. Scott.
But Milo's
Lawrence
a close number two,
Strasburg
though.
On the map.
If Strasburg on what?
On the map.
On the map.
Yeah.
On the map.
And I'm doing my
map
best
there
to see that it stays there.
Yeah, okay. I was going to ask how you spell map, but I'm just worn out by all this.
Scott, you need to get out more.
I think I do. I think
come
you're right.
Come down to the farm. I'll give you a tour.
Would you do that? What do you
I would do that. You know, and I'm excited about these royalty owners. This is going to be great up there. They're going to talk a lot about oil. I know that.
Yeah.
Because that's the big thing in North Dakota. It's almost big down here in Evans County.
Almost, yeah.
What I got a friend up in Williston. His wife went out in the backyard. She had high heels on, struck oil.
No kidding. It's that easy.
Yeah, it's something. And they're drilling for the natural gas down here in Evans County, north of us a ways.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is exciting. This is big times for North Dakota.
Yeah. We got oil, we got gas, and we got a lot of great crops, right?
That's right. There's some adjusting that we have to do, but all of life is adjusting. You know how that is.
I do.
That guy over east, where is that, Shakespeare? He's from way out east, someplace, Wisconsin maybe. All those dramas that he wrote,
right?
That's about people are trusting.
Well, very good point on your part.
Yeah, we know about, you know, that guy that wrote that Taming of the Shrew. I read about that one, where his wife hates him and then she likes him. That's a trusting.
You are a wise man beyond your years, sir.
Well, we farm. Well, what do you think we farmers do? You know, we have more things to do than just gather eggs.
Ladies and gentlemen, if after listening to that you don't want to be in Minot tonight, you're crazy. Milo, we'll see you tonight, my man. Okay.
Gonna have a great time. I'm a Grand Hotel at 7 o'clock. That's when I go on.
Don't exactly. You know a legend when you talk to one, Scott? Come on.
I do. A real live North Dakota legend. I love it.
Legend. Yes.
Right there on the point. God bless you, folks. We'll be at Mandan tomorrow at Cloverdale, and we'll see all the good folks here in Minot at the Grand Hotel for the Royalty Owners Gathering. God bless you one and all, and thanks for listening.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the makers of Lockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LockitPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.